So today I'm going to be talking about ethnic differences in drink ethanol content, meaning the amount of alcohol in a typical drink that people have. I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors, Tom Greenfield and Deidre Patterson from the Alcohol Research Group. So, moving right along, this is not out of our course. Most studies in the U.S. at least assume that a standard drink is about 0.6 ounces or 14 grams of ethanol, though some assume smaller sizes like 12 grams, and these standards vary around the world from as little as 8 grams in the U.K. to as high as 23 grams in Japan. And typically these are the amounts of ethanol that are used, applied to, say, survey questions on drink size. And we believe that, to some extent, this gives sort of a false precision to estimated relationships, because in reality, the amount of alcohol in people's drinks can vary widely depending on the beverage and the person, how the drink is poured, and so forth. In our 2000 NAS study, which was actually a follow-up of our 2000 National Alcohol Survey conducted in 2003, we found that the average drink size was about 11% larger than that standard drink, a 14-gram standard I just mentioned. And that spirits drinks were particularly large, about 50% larger than that standard, with wide variation among individuals. We also found that wine drinks were larger, and that, interestingly, beer drinks were actually smaller on average because of the 12-ounce standard and the fact that so many people drink light beer, which has a lower ABV, 4.2%, than the assumed standard for beer of about 5%. And we started getting interested in ethnic differences in this study, though we had fairly small samples of other than white individuals in that study. But there was some indication that there may be some difference possibly. We also looked at a recent study from Los Angeles that was largely an African-American sample, and they found that beer drinks were particularly large in that group, averaging 16 ounces for regular beer and 20 ounces for malt liquor, so substantially larger than standard. And that suggested something that we might want to look further into. The current study, in our study, one important aspect is how we measured the drinks. And there's kind of a lot of information there, but basically what we did was mail people measuring beakers and then ask them to pour their drinks as they normally would into their own glassware, like their own wine glass, and then to pour that into our beaker. So we knew that the beaker was accurate, and we knew that they were using their own glassware. So we thought that was the most, the clearest way to find out the size of their drinks. And then we asked about the brands that they consumed in order to figure out the ABV, because we didn't really believe people would know the alcohol content of their beverages necessarily, but they can often remember the brands or at least the types, and we could use that to figure out a fairly precise amount of ethanol in each drink. Okay. It's a bit of a delay in the... Okay. So the 2005 National Alcohol Survey Method Study, we had about 400 people in a follow-up of our 2005 National Survey, and we decided to sample roughly equal groups of black, Hispanic, and white individuals in order to be able to make these ethnic comparisons between these particular groups. In terms of people who drank at home and had complete information on the drink sizes that we're able to use in this study are about 306 cases with roughly equal representation from the three groups. One thing we wanted to point out before we get too far into this, so our sample is only drinkers, and I think they had to be at least monthly drinkers, so if they're somewhat heavier than the average drinker in the population. And we noticed that these groups, in terms of gender and ethnicity, the rates of current drinking among white men, women, about 70%, are much higher than found among the black and Hispanic groups, particularly for women, where current drinker rates are as low as 40%. So different sort of averages for the population that might be, so just something to keep in mind in thinking about drinkers only in this sample. Pressing this early. Okay, characteristics of participants. We had a fairly good representation across the country and by age group. And here's the basic results of the study. We found that about 0.71 ounces of ethanol in wine drinks, 0.56 in beer. Those are very similar to what we found in our first study. Spirits drinks were slightly smaller in this study, averaging about 0.8 ounces of ethanol, but still substantially larger than the 0.6 ounce standard drink. And overall, we found an average of about 0.65. So fairly similar overall on average to the standard drink, but definitely larger and somewhat variable. So this describes the variability in drink sizes. And you can see that the average tells you something, but it really doesn't tell the whole story. Some people are having drinks that are double the size of the standard. Other people are having drinks that are half the size or even less. And if you go from the top left is wine, the top right is beer, so there's a lot less variability in beer. It's really mostly 12 ounces, just light beer versus regular. And in some cases, there are some bigger sizes as well. And spirits being the largest and most variable, as you can see at the bottom, with some really quite substantially large drink sizes. By gender and ethnic group breakdown, we found that overall, men's drinks were clearly larger than women's. Women's drinks averaged around the standard size of 0.6, but men's were definitely larger, with Hispanic men's average being slightly larger and black men's average being substantially larger than other groups at about 0.8. For wine, we really didn't find any difference by gender ethnic group. They're all pretty similar sizes and distributions. In terms of beer, the big difference, I think, was in light beer drinking. For women, the average size was about 0.5 in all the ethnic groups, but for men, it was larger, closer to 0.6, with some variability by ethnic group, as you can see here. The biggest and most variable category was spirits. For white women, we found about the about a standard drink average of 0.6, but for black women, it was a substantially larger, averaging 0.85, and men's drinks were all larger than women's, with the largest size being about an ounce of ethanol per drink average in the African American men. So here's the distributions by gender. You can see that men's drinking is somewhat dominant. There's a lot of beer drinking among men, and that's why they're such high percentages at right around at that standard drink size, but sort of a longer tail out to the right. And for women, we have actually a much more normal-looking distribution around that 0.6 average, but still significant variation in both directions, and you can see some very large drink sizes for some individuals. Drink ethanol content by ethnicity. These are the distributions. You can see there's quite different distributions across the ethnic groups. In the white group, really it is right around the 0.06 is where most of the action is, and that's true for the other groups as well, but definitely a lot more, particularly in the black groups, sort of a long tail of large drink sizes. So while many people are having standard drink sizes, there's definitely a lot of variation, and some people are much bigger. In terms of what this means, we want to look at when we apply these standards to each individual's reported number of drinks by beverage, we can see what difference it really is going to make in terms of, say, an estimate of alcohol volume. And here, in the overall case, we can see that for black and Hispanic men is where it really makes a big difference. 30% more volume when these standards are applied, where for other groups it really doesn't make too much difference overall. But by beverage, there are, even though those differences overall aren't too big, there are some substantial differences. You know, for example, for wine, white men's drink, you know, alcohol estimate was about 50% higher than would be the case with a standard drink. For beer, interestingly, a lot of the groups have much smaller volumes by standard drink because of that, you know, either drinking light beer or some smaller beer size. And only the black male group has about 30% larger volume when they these estimated drink sizes are applied. And for spirits, all the groups have larger drinks, some as many as 100, in some groups as much as 100% larger. So that's really where the biggest difference occurs. And indicating to some extent that the heavier drinkers are the ones who are drinking the bigger drinks. That's where you get the most action in terms of increasing the average alcohol volume when the standards are applied. Another thing we looked at was in the survey we estimate the most number of drinks per day people have had in the past year and the reported number of drinks to get drunk. When people say they've been drunk in the past year, we ask them how many drinks would you say it takes you to feel drunk. And I think what's particularly interesting here is if you look at the top yellow group among the men, it appears that white men take a lot more drinks to get drunk than black and Hispanic men. But if you apply each individual's average drink size, that difference really goes away. And they all take about 8 drinks to get drunk in this somewhat heavier drinking than average sample. That's a fairly high compared to our overall sample. Or I'm sorry, most drinks per day of 8. In terms of number of drinks to get drunk, we see a similar difference with white and Hispanic men being somewhat higher than the black men, but when the standards are applied, then we see white and black groups being about the same, but Hispanics actually take more drinks to get drunk when measured in terms of their own actual drink sizes. So this is kind of an example of some of the difference that this sort of thing can make in estimates. We thought it was interesting to show a little bit about the specifics of beer and spirits differences. And the, you know, what's interesting here is we see among in the white group a real big difference in light and regular beer drinking between men and women, whereas in among African Americans, really it's about the same between men and women. And for Hispanics, we find that men actually drink more of the light beer relative to women. So that really is substantial difference in gender beverage choice across these three ethnic groups. And, I just missed the spirits one. But basically for spirits, we also found some differences with similar proportions of men and women drinking straight drinks versus mixed among the white and black groups, but among Hispanics, drinking straight drinks was really uncommon, which is kind of an interesting difference. And overall, this just summarizes some modeling of drink size that we did. And I think the most important thing here, this first is for women and then for men, is that these ethnic differences really weren't significant in the models, and other things seem to explain drink size more than the ethnic differences, like region of the country, income, BMI, and most importantly, alcohol volume overall having a positive effect and age having a negative effect. And similarly, for men, we, for the most part, didn't see any average drink size differences, but African American men were found to have larger beer sizes. That was significant in the multivariate models. And other, again, alcohol volume was positive and significant, income generally positive overall, and interestingly, being married was associated with smaller drink sizes, whereas for women, having children was associated with smaller drink sizes rather than being married. Just to wrap up, We found on average that drink sizes were slightly larger than the 0.6 standard at about 15 grams rather than 14, so not dramatic, but there were big differences by beverage, with spirits drinks being the largest and beer being the smallest. Men had significantly larger drinks than women, and we did find larger drinks among African Americans relative to other ethnicities, but in multivariate models, only beer for men turned out to be significant. And we found that the application of individual drink ethanol content did have substantial effects on estimated alcohol volume that could be important in modeling alcohol-related outcomes and other problems.